Woman claims photographic evidence of Andrew Cuomo kissing her without consent. By Joshua Kaplan on March 29, 2021. A woman says she possesses photographic evidence of being kissed without consent by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, making her the ninth person to accuse the embattled Democrat of sexual harassment and unwanted touching. The New York Post reports. The woman has yet to be publicly identified, but will hold a press briefing Monday afternoon with high-power attorney Gloria Allred, according to a press release. The married woman will detail how she was shocked when the governor suddenly grabbed her face and kissed her in front of her home, according to the release. A photo of the kiss will be provided during the briefing, the release adds. Cuomo's office has not issued a statement addressing the latest round of allegations. New York Attorney General Letitia James, D., recently launched an independent investigation into the Cuomo harassment scandal, while the New York State Assembly opened an impeachment probe into the matter. Earlier March, top New York Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler, have urged Cuomo to resign. Confronting and overcoming the COVID crisis requires sure and steady leadership. We commend the brave actions of the individuals who have come forward with serious allegations of abuse and misconduct, Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand said in a joint statement on March 14. Due to the multiple, credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it is clear that Governor Cuomo has lost the confidence of his governing partners and the people of New York. Governor Cuomo should resign. Cuomo has repeatedly rejected calls to step down and has instead urged for James' inquiry to run its course. I never harassed anyone, I never assaulted anyone, I never abused anyone, Cuomo has said. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians, I was elected by the people. In addition to James' investigation, Cuomo also faces an FBI probe into whether his administration provided false data regarding the number of nursing home deaths during the coronavirus pandemic, reported the New York Times. The governor has denied any wrongdoing in the nursing home scandal, as well.